The following program is closed captioned for the thinking impaired.
AboveTopSecret.com and the Deny Ignorance broadcast affiliates are proud to bring you The Zed Show. This is the podcast which is not hosted from the center of the universe. And now, here he is, everyone's favorite super modulator and super moderator, the first wizard of Above Top Secret, Zed.
Welcome, everybody. Here we are again. Show number 5 tonight. Trying out something a little different. This is more of a live setup tonight. And we're just going to have some fun with it and let it roll. I've got a lot of stuff tonight. You know, I've got a couple pages of notes. It's been a busy week. Busy week on Above Top Secret. Anyway, for me, I don't know. I've been doing a whole lot of stuff, and I've been seeing people post. I haven't been maybe as active as I normally am some weeks, but sometimes other things fall in the way. So, anyways, let's get right into some of the goods.
Latest news.
News on Above Top Secret. If you missed out, then grab your iPod, your iTunes, whatever you use in the download, and get right over and find the 2 out of 3 Amigos show, 2 of 3 Amigos. There's actually 2 shows out now. 2 came out this week, and it's a new conspiracy show on Above Top Secret. I thought it was really great. It was really nice to hear 2 people recording together. You can have some really great interaction, and that was a really fun show. You know, I thought this was a pretty interesting little bit of the show.
So we talked a little bit about what's on Above Top Secret, and if you're not a member, if you're just kind of, you know, stumbled across this podcast and thinking, who are these freaks? I'm better known as Skeptic Overlord, and I'm somewhat responsible for the bin of lunatics and madness that's on Above Top Secret. I helped get things started with the third of the 3 Amigos, Simon Gray. So we suppose that 2/3 of a conspiracy is better than 1/3, and that's why there's 2 of us.
Bill is the wizard, the technical wizard of ATS.
And what the hell do you do? Why do we keep you around?
You know, nobody knows that, and I'm not saying it.
Exactly.
Now.
I'll tell you. I'm on the inside, and I have no idea what Springer does. Maybe I'll figure it out one of these days. But anyways, you've got to look at catch that show. There was some really interesting stuff. They even revealed a few little tidbits of some of the up-and-coming madness that is soon to strike Above Top Secret.
Seriously, though, we do have a TV show for Above Top Secret in the works. And it's way beyond in the works. As a matter of fact, Bill, today, did I call you today and bitch, or did I call you today and give you good news?
It was about 90 minutes of bitching and 2 minutes of good news.
Okay, well, hey, you take what you can get. Actually, today we found out that a major executive of a major, and I mean top of the level.
Say major level, one more time, will you?
Major. This guy is the number 2 stud at the biggest entertainment company on the planet. I can't give names, obviously.
Disney?
No.
Oh.
Thank God. However, this guy has come back to our production team, which is another serious production company in Hollywood, and actually rethought his position on our TV show and came back to the gentleman who's our executive producer and said, you know what, this thing is going to be so big, I'm not just going to walk it in the door for you.
It's going to be major.
An idiot. I want a piece of the ATS pie. That's huge, Bill.
Are we going to get a piece?
We'll get a crumb, but we'll take our crumb.
Yeah, that's the way these things work.
Exactly.
We're going to get all the traffic and headaches.
Yes. Yeah, we're going to do all the work, and they're going to make all the money, but at least we'll have ATS on TV.
That is going to be amazing. Above Top Secret on TV. And, you know, being on the inside and maybe privy to a little bit more, I'll tell you, no. I don't know anything more than anybody else does, and everything that you know out there is the same thing that I know that's going on, but I am just fascinated by the possibilities, and but yeah, trying to just see what happens, because it's just going to be kind of a revolutionary thing, and I just kind of want to take it in and see what happens with the outbreak of the Above Top Secret TV show. That was from the very first Two of Three Amigos, and eventually they got into some heavy conspiracy discussion. I believe it was a Skunk Works forum, if I'm not mistaken, and that was about, are we fighting an alien war in outer space? I think was the whole prospect of that. But, you know, there was a really fascinating piece from that discussion, and, well, I, of course, just had to bring it to you one more time.
But that's it. I just don't... I mean, obviously, I've done a lot of research into these things, and here I am, one of the partners at Above Top Secret. But still, I'm very skeptical about a lot of these stories.
You know, and I find myself on the skeptic end of the spectrum as well. But man, you know, when I read what our members put up, and they articulate it so well, and it's
I'm less
so
skeptical.
Much smarter than I am. Obviously.
By the way, I'm less skeptical on my third Bellhaven.
Ah, yes. By the fourth whiskey, I'm a true believer, man. I mean, you know, I'm in. You know, yes, they're from the future, and yes, we're fighting a war up in space. I mean, come on, let's go. Where do I sign up?
And the Draconians, what was the, do you remember the original Star Trek?
Oh, yeah.
When Kirk was on that planet fighting that lizard?
Yes.
Wasn't the...
The guy in the cheap suit?
They were the Gorns, if you remember.
Yes.
And I even forget the script. I used to know the Star Trek pretty well. I'm, you know, closet geek. Not so closet, I guess. But the somewhere along in the script, the Dracos, Draconian, did factor into, I think, what Spock called the aliens there. So even that far back, there's been some talk about these kinds of weird aliens with the Greys and the Draconians and the Reptilians and the Reptoids. And if you follow David Icke, he has a whole mythology almost associated with the shape-shifting Reptilians.
Yes.
Being involved.
Isn't President Bush one of them or something?
I think everybody is. We are, actually.
Oh, yeah. You and I are. Yeah. Well, I mean, come on, man. We can't look that up.
We all know what that means. We've got Reptilians, Reptoids, whatever. Running Above Top Secret. Yes, you heard it here. Freaky stuff. Anyways, that was a great show. And not to be outdone, or to be outdone, I guess, however that works out, they outdid themselves again and came out with a second episode of the Two of Three Amigos show. And they had a great discussion with William Wunsack, who went out to a place called Camp Hero and spent some time around there, and from the sounds of it, was crawling all through that place. You know, I actually have a missile base. I think they spoke during the show. They were talking about a missile base, nuclear missile bases that are around that have just been sealed up with concrete, left alone, and you know, they're basically unguarded. And here this place, Camp Hero, is out there, and for some strange reason, there's security on the base and things like that. And we actually have, where I live here, we have one of those bases, and I used to go there all the time. And, well, not really to look around. It was kind of a watering hole, if you will, but I did spend a lot of time up there, and it is kind of sealed up, although there's areas where you can kind of get in and probably go down. I don't know. I don't know anybody that's ever tried, but it was kind of an interesting thing. So anyways, they really got into some interesting discussion in that second show with William Wunsack regarding Camp Hero.
They were using the boys' minds after they had brainwashed them to open up portals in time. Now,
wow.
Yeah, and that they had actually, because they had done the same thing with the Eldridge in the Philadelphia Project, where supposedly, again, they had opened up a portal in time, hyperspace.
I think our counselor, Lysergic, does that every night.
There you go. Just might.
And I think he does. I think he does. He. You know, I was listening to the podcast, Podspace stuff out there, and I found one from Lysergic, and I think he actually opened a portal in time, right in his room as he was podcasting. Have a listen to this.
Hey, what's up? It's like Sergi. Gonna try to learn you a few things. Wow, that's pretty cool. I spilt the Coke, but it didn't spill. It like fell over, but it hit something and totally saved itself.
And I don't think it saved itself. I seriously think he opened a portal and future Lysergic saved it. Past Lysergic figured out how to open the portal. Something like that. I'm not really sure how that that whole thing works out. But anyways, so the Amigos show went on and finally ended up with some really deep talk about aliens and some of the myths and legends surrounding Camp Hero.
Well, that's been sort of one of the long time conspiracy theories about Camp Hero, is that there's been reptoid involvement. And I was trying to confirm this, and it's just something I remember. It wasn't also one of the stories about Camp Hero that there were government-allowed alien abductions and experiments going on there?
Yes, absolutely. That was the claim, and this was supposedly going on and well into the 1980s. And
that explains that night I was going.
Right. they were abducting young men and women and bringing them out there. And I went to this, I was telling you before about the conference I went to. A woman actually said that she had, you know, met a reptoid at the base. And she described it. She showed a picture of the thing. I mean, she was totally convinced that she had seen this thing.
In what way did she describe the reptoid?
That she had been brought into a room. She had been taken into the base, brought into a bunker, and brought into a room where a reptoid, about 7 feet tall, raped her.
Wow.
Yeah. And then disappeared in front of her eyes.
Wow. I'd be like weirded out meeting that lady. She sounds kind of freaky. And that story would trip me out. Anyways, going back to some of the other podcast stuff, anyways, check out 2 of 3 Amigos, and also check out a great one that I liked. It was a really good comedy clip on Above Top Secret, and I think it was about ATS dating. I saw that. I think Mr. Whoopi started it off the top of my head. I'm trying to remember. And one of the clips in there was from Benevolent Heretic, and I just loved the clip in which, of course, she didn't want to get involved in any Above Top Secret dating because she's happily married, but she did have a friend that she wanted to bring over and introduce to some of you guys out there.
I would like for her to get involved, if that would be all right. Her name is Mabel, and here she is. Here, just take the mic. I don't know. Here, just take it.
Hello, my name is Mabel, and I'm usually very shy, but my friend, Benevolent Heretic, told me I should come on and try this ATS dating service thing.
Love that.
So, her friend, Mr. Whoopi, I guess it is. He had some questions for me to answer. Okay, my name is Mabel Googleot. And let me see, what were the other questions? Which is my favorite alien species? Well, this is a subject that's very dear to my heart. I just love them all. I don't think I could choose just one. They're all so very interesting. The grays. I think I'll pick the grays if I have to pick one. I think that'll be it.
The grays were her choice. And that was an awesome, awesome little show from Benevolent Heretics. So Above Top Secret dating thread. And that was one of the replies in there. And that was just absolutely great. Loved it.
Blog of the week.
This week we're going to look at blog from the River Goddess. Now, I will say that the blogs have been really quiet. I don't know if Podspace is taking over from Blogspace or how that works or if the two can work together. I don't know. Haven't figured it out. I know I've been pretty busy myself. So, but one of the ones I did see on there was from the River Goddess, and what was interesting about it, she was just talking about the council and the up-and-coming elections at that time anyway, and I thought it was really interesting. And as of now, we've got a new council in. I didn't know we'd even have them all set up by today, but we do, I think. We're just doing a final vote off between a tie that took place for, I think, Counselor of Above Top Secret News Network. And so that was an interesting blog about the council at that time. And have a look at some of her stuff there. She's got some other interesting posts in there. I've been looking through all the blogs, really, and it's just getting too quiet, though. We need more stuff out there. We need to see what's going on with other people. What's going on with the people that aren't podcasting? I mean, if you're not podcasting, then fire up the blog. And if you don't have a blog, let me know. Send me a UTU. Sometimes I miss that thread that's out there. That's if you want to get a blog, I try to check it. But sometimes I can't be religious about it. I got a whole lot of other things going on. So fire me UTU. I'm not trying to ignore you because I do get everybody handled with all that kind of stuff. So anyways, send away and we'll get you hooked up and then you can get on to blogging.
Conspiracy Corner.
All right, now I'm getting real quiet because we don't want any of this to get out right now. What I wanted to talk about today in the Conspiracy Quorum. Did I just say quorum? God, you know, it's the live podcast. You just got to let it go. Can't stop it. Anyways, the thread I wanted to look at was in the Above Top Secret Skunk Works forum, and I will definitely link this into my post so you'll be able to find it like I do people's blogs and other threads that I've talked about tonight. And this one was I found it really interesting. It's been quiet for a little bit on this thread, but I really liked it. It was called "Here's a Theory on Who Jesus Was," and it was from member Harvest Freak. And the gist of the thread, I'll read some of it to you. It said, "What if Jesus was an alien? Help me out. They say that Mary was pregnant with Jesus. What if she was abducted and implanted with a fetus baby named Jesus? When they crucified Jesus, because at that time they were not ready for him, and when it is said the Son of Man will return, will it be time? Now, what do people think, and could it be possible?" And that's what Harvest Freak put in the post. And I just thought it was really interesting because the thread really kind of went on and everybody added to it and kind of speculated on that. And it really is kind of interesting. It's not as far out there as people think. I know it was in the Skunk Works, and it's speculative, of course. But that's what Skunk Works Forum is for. And the thread, like I said, it's really not that far out because there are quite a few people that that I've talked to personally that believe in something like that. They believe that things that have been put in the Bible really can be interpreted as some type of visitation or alien. The star in the sky over Bethlehem was actually a UFO craft, or you know, angels being aliens, or any of that. So, and even the fact that Jesus had abilities that other people didn't have. Was he a hybrid type of person? Just really an interesting thread and interesting kind of discussion. I don't see anything wrong with that type of discussion at all. I know there are some people out there that would get a little upset that we were talking about that, and they wouldn't want you to mention those kind of things. Now, I won't say who those people are, but we all know who they are. That's right. And when they come around, they can get a little bit, you know, weirded out. Why are you talking about my man JC? you know, because after all, he's the big guy. He's the right, exactly. So, anyways, that's a great thread. I'm going to link that in so you guys can check that out, because I thought that was really cool and kind of a fun thing. So, have a look, and maybe you too can add to it.
Now, some wizard words.
Right, now this is the part where I am going to tell it like it is. If you have any ideas, you want to hear me tell it like it is, send me a UTU on the subject, and heck, I'll put it on the show and tell it like it is. So for this week, of course, I had to select my own, but I'd rather get some input from the outside and hear what people want to know about, I guess. Anyways, what I had to look at this week was a discussion that took place earlier in the week on Above Top Secret in, what was the thread? It was basically about why isn't there any drug discussions on Above Top Secret, and why is that such a taboo thing, you know? And I thought that'd make a great topic for me to just tell it like it is. And the bottom line is that when you have those discussions, and I agree with everybody out there, there are legitimate discussions. Whether the CIA used some kind of drug for mind control is always an example that's put out. It's conspiratorial, so people want to talk about it. I know there's other ones like that, you know, going all the way to an Iran-Contra situation with drugs for arms for some people that might not remember that far back. But the reason that we don't generally want to have those discussions on Above Top Secret is, one, we've got a rule, obviously. We don't want to talk about drug paraphernalia, drugs, all that kind of stuff. You can take that to another website. So when we do see a legitimate thread come up, what happens is we've really got to watch it carefully, because no matter how legitimate that thread is, it comes across like an invitation to trolls, basically. And they're just going to come in, and next thing you know, there's going to be 15 posts on, you know, hey, man, I had a really good trip the other night, and whatever, you know. And that's the discussion degenerates every time. And you can legitimately bring up, hey, did the CIA use LSD for mind control? And what do you think they were, you know, programming people for assassination and what else? And then, you know, somebody comes in with a quick two line of, you know, I programmed myself for assassination with LSD, and, you know, and it just gets really weird from there. So that's why we generally don't have them, why they're looked at tougher. And, you know, a discussion like that comes up, believe me, there's probably four mods on the case immediately, and they're watching it. And the first sign that things start to go wrong, generally that thread's just locked up. We don't even trash it, because, you know, we think a lot of it's valuable. If it's completely about drug use or something like that, sure, that's going to be gone. But if it's a legitimate discussion, we're going to keep it around, and we simply lock it up. So anyways, I just wanted to tell it like it is, because people want to know, and really, it's not that hard of a concept. It's privately owned board, and the owners have made a decision what type of discussions they want. And as much as we all, and I know they would as well, appreciate legitimate discussion regarding that, it always tends to degenerate and just turns ugly. So that's why we don't have it. Anyways, before I continue on and end up making this supersized show or something, I'm going to close it out, and thank you for being with me again tonight. This is, again, kind of a test for me with my new complete setup, and so far I'm pretty happy with it. We'll see how it turns out. And remember, go ahead and send me something for some wizard words, and you want me to tell it like it is. I'll look at some more blogs again next week, and we'll talk more about what's going on Above Top Secret. Until then, I'm out.
You've been listening to The Zed Show, hosted by AboveTopSecret.com. When it comes to podcasting, set your iTunes to feeds from AboveTopSecret.com and accept no substitutes.
Okay, you people sit tight, hold the fort, keep the home fires burning. We're not back by dawn. Call it.